Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to the Smiley Notes. This is your host, Sharice Taylor. And today we're talking about how a trip to the park, your local park, can ignite a spark of adventure and fun for you. You know, I was not in a recent visit to the park with my niece and nephew. I was just wanting to get them out and get them some fresh air and let them run around and get on the slides and the swings and all of the different fun things they have for children at parks. That was it. But, you know, as I was there, it was really interesting because I just start just being there. We were there for about an hour or so, just observing their interactions with each other, because I don't have my own children. And so, you know, trips to the park are not a frequent thing. But, you know, the Holy Spirit just really used it to speak to me about some other things, some great lessons that we can all get from a trip to the park if we are just observant and keep our ears and eyes open and our minds aware. And so I wanted to share just five quick lessons that I gleaned from that trip to the park. The first is to get out and have some fun. Get out and have some fun. Run around. Skip around. Slide. Swing. Have some fun. Have lots of fun. Laugh, giggle, you know, get some air in your lungs. It was just, it was so energizing to see these children and the level of energy that they have, and they're just running and going and doing, and it just, you know, so bold, you know, and just like committed to having a good time. It was great. So, yeah, we just have to put on our tennis shoes, a t-shirt and some jeans, and just get outside. Just get outside and walk, you know, see who you meet, say hi to new people. That was the first thing, was that this is pretty good. I probably should bring my niece and nephew to the park more often, just to, you know, meet and greet with other parents, with other adults. I'm not a parent, but meet and greet with other adults, say hi, start some conversations. You know, learn about new people and their lives and what they're doing in their lives and just enjoy myself. So, number one, get out and have some fun. Number two, kind of segging into from number one, introduce yourself to new people with complete abandon as to what that person is going to think about you. I saw kids saying, "Hi, my name is Jennifer. What's your name?" You know, just really bold, like, I'm sharing something with you, now you share something with me. And it was great. And, you know, some kids were like, "Hi, my name is Susie." And I'm like, "Okay, well, do you want to slide with me, or do you want to, you know, get on this this particular park contraption? Do you want to get on this with me?" And some kids would say yes, some would cower, and because they were shy, they would run off. And, you know, the child that was asking would just go on to the next person, like it was no big deal. It's like, "Oh, okay, well, you know, it didn't work out. Hi, my name is Jennifer. What's your name?" You know, and it just kept going. So, you know, I learned, introduce yourself to new people. Meet new people with complete abandon as to what they're thinking about you or what you might think about them. Just go for it. Just introduce yourself to new people. Number three, I kind of touched on this already. Ask people if they want to play with you. Ask people if they want to share in your adventure. And if one person doesn't, as I said, number two, go to the next person. If that one doesn't, ask another person. But just, you know, invite people in. And this was great for me because I am in the field of entrepreneurship as a speaker, as a corporate trainer, and also in network marketing. And so, you know, it just was very liberating to just, you know, to encourage me to do even more. But ask as many people as possible, "Do you want to share my adventure? hey, I've got something really cool going on. Would you like to be a part of it? And not worrying about whether or not it's a yes or a no or, you know, or maybe or whatever, but just continuing to ask, hey, you know, I'm excited about this slide. You want to get on this slide with me? It's the best. So it was, that was really great. Number four, if you fall down and hurt yourself, tend to the boo-boo, get your cry out or whatever it is that you need to do, and then get back up and try the same thing again. I saw kids fall. I saw kids get stepped on. I saw tears flow. I saw scratches and bruises. And those kids just, you know, if it didn't kill them, they were like, Mom, I want to go back. It was great. I was like, oh, my gosh. They just said, I just want to get back up and go again. You know, thanks for putting the Band-Aid on. Thanks for, you know, the hug and the kiss. And now I'm ready to go back to. And so it was the same ride, the same whatever that caused the boo-boo. They're ready to go right back in there and do it again. And I said, this is great. You know, I learned so much from these children at the park. But again, number four, if you fall down and hurt yourself, tend to the boo-boo and just go right back in and try again. Do something different. Hold on tighter, you know, take a different route. But just get back in there and try again. And last but not least, be loud, crazy, and free. Be loud, crazy, and free. These children were just, they were just having a good time. They were just expressing themselves, comfortable in their own skin. Oh my gosh, it was great. They were very loud. They were crazy. They were free. They were happy. They were having a good time. I thought to myself, I want to live like this. I thought I was living really good, but these kids really get it. They get it. So it was fantastic. It was fantastic. So very quickly, a recap. Number one, get out and have some fun. Get out of the house. Get out of the office. Have some fun. Number two, introduce yourself to new people with complete abandon as to what they're going to think or might think about you or what you have on or how you talk or what your hair looks like. Just introduce yourself to new people. Give your elevator speech. Tell them what you do. Three, ask people if they want to play in your life adventure. Four, if you fall down and hurt yourself, tend to the boo-boo and keep going. And last but not least, be loud, be crazy, be free, and be happy. That is all for today's smiley note. This is your Take It to the Top coach, Sharice Taylor, reminding you that the best is yet to come. Take care, and I hope to connect with you again. Bye-bye.